This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about what you want to talk about. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
The last segment, the caller asked, and the Free Talk Live has been based in New Hampshire for a long time because we moved up here for the Free State Project, which is a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state in the United States. That state was picked as New Hampshire, and we've been here for a long time. We've seen a lot of stuff, and I should
be wrapping up shortly.
I kind of broke orthodoxy by not only going to Saipan, but declaring it to be a freer place than New Hampshire. And I still believe that to be a true statement. Now, how will things come out of post-COVID? I got no answers for you. The world is mixed up and crazy, and Saipan was no better. Believe me, they were taking people and throwing them into a hotel for 2 weeks, giving them 1 hour of yard time.
So jail.
Jail.
Yes. This was in Saipan?
Yes, in Saipan. And you still, as I understand it, if you are not a resident, which basically all you have to do to be a resident is claim you're going to live in Saipan, you probably should have an address where you're going to go. Or not an address, but a
place. They don't have addresses, you should say.
I should say you should have a place you are going to go. You shouldn't just wander on, yes, I am a resident, and then not have a place to go.
And that's part of what I was pointing out is, like, that's a lot less likely for us to put up with. I'm not saying they wouldn't do it here. I'm saying we would raise a stink if they did.
Yeah. Well, what I can say is that basically they've had no cases of COVID caught on the island. So no one has caught COVID on Saipan. They've all been somebody coming from someplace trying to bring it in. And then,
so jail works.
Just saying.
Well, I mean, I've heard that Taiwan had a really effective policy of they didn't do the masks, they didn't do the social distancing, they just shut the border.
Yeah.
This thing happened, shut the border, and it's been really effective.
So the one question that the caller asked was, why would you want to move to the Free State Project when Saipan's there? And I don't have, I can say that it's really far, and you gotta be fully committed when you go. Like, I don't intend to come back for a while, kind of committed, as opposed to New Hampshire, where, Hampshire's a 3-hour flight from a lot of places.
Depends where you move from.
Well, yes, you move from Hawaii, yeah. And one of the most remote occupied places on the planet.
I have not been back since.
Right. But I'm from Florida, and I go back every single year to Sarasota. In fact, we will be departing relatively soon, my family, because my son's going off to school. And
seems like there's a lot more jobs here.
Right. Jobs? Saipan's got a lot of jobs. It's just that the pay's lower. So the median household income there is $15,000 a year. But they have a huge brain drain problem. The people that have drive and those sorts of things, they tend not to stay on the island. They tend to move elsewhere. So, they've got a few notable smart folks there. They're doing some amazing things, but a lot of people, you go off to college, you get the degree, you do the corporate work. That's every place but Saipan, and you don't end up going back for a long time.
You can work remotely, though. Find an American paying job and with the Saipan costs.
Well, if you have an American paying job in Saipan, you're going to be working from something like, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Or something like that is going to be your work hours.
So consider that as well.
Yeah, so unless you can work at night. But as far as the Free State Project and moving there for liberty, I kind of have, I'm a little demoralized on the idea of, fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting with politicians for more freedom. You bring a fight to me, okay, maybe I'll fight. But you know, just picking fights with politicians in order to get more freedom, which is what it seems like the Free State Project's sort of about, I kind of have the opinion, you know, let's stop fighting and let's just build something.
Because that's the only effective way. Yeah. That really is the only effective way. I mean, it's been a sort of a libertarian chant of end the Fed for many years, and that certainly didn't happen. But
Bitcoin didn't.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't have to end the Fed. What we had to do is provide a better alternative. We just had to build something that was more effective, more efficient, and makes it completely obsolete.
I've thrown out the idea of Occupy Ghost Town. Right, there's like a, you know, if there's a ghost town around there, you just move into that and build it up under the radar before, you know, whatever local municipality has the opportunity to come crushing on you.
That might work in a state that's not New Hampshire, but New Hampshire doesn't have what they call home rule. Home rule would be, you know, that the state is sort of created by a cluster of municipalities, as opposed to in New Hampshire, which is the municipalities exist at the behest of the state. The state decides, you know, if they want to nullify your municipality, let's say, you know, you've got, we're in Keene, New Hampshire, there's a surrounding town called Roxbury, all right? You get a bunch of libertarian folks to move to Roxbury, it's only 250 people, and Roxbury says, you know, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that, we're not going to force the state's rules on this, we're not going to force the state's rules on that, and we're just going to do what we want. Pretty quickly, Concord and the 400 drunken sailors in the general court there are going to say, whoa, we're going to just take your charter. You're now part of Keene or wherever. And so that isn't going to work in New Hampshire.
It may
work.
Words.
Yeah. Well, 250 people aren't going to fight. Right. I'll tell you that much. So anyway, I don't believe you can take over a geographic area. Even if there's 55,000 people like there is in the U.S. Marianas, I just don't think you can do it because it's... It's just distasteful, and it doesn't work, and you're always going to be the outsider and those kind of things. It's just, you know, the best thing to do is that say, hey, this piece of land isn't being used. Can we contract with you to, you know, be able to do things the way we want and, you know, these sort of things? Can we put this deal together? And the free societies, Free Private Cities Project, Free Societies Project, these kind of, they're working on things like this. And...
They're still within the system, though, because they're still looking for permission from whatever local municipality grants them the contract.
Most of those are working with countries.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's within the system.
Yeah.
The system will crush you if it doesn't like you. You know, you can try to skulk about the edges of things, and that's fine, but you're never going to get truly successful. You know, Elon Musk didn't get successful by skulking about the edges of things. You know, Bezos... All these guys use the system. And so, you know, I don't know. That's the way I see it. Let's go to James from Arizona. Let's see who this is. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Maybe it's James from Arizona.
Maybe. James, going once.
Saipan is no...
Same
one. Hey, scumbag. Saipan is no longer Suicide Island because the U.S. military came over and took it over literally by force. And Mountain Man, what you just said about Bitcoin... which you buy and sell with the U.S. almighty dollar.
Thanks. Actually, I mostly buy and sell it with my labor. I exchange goods and services
you
mostly.
You don't need to play word games with me. It's sold.
It's so much fun.
Bought and sold via the United States.
You'll know when I'm playing word
almighty
games
dollar,
with you, James.
Just as you say what it's worth every half hour. In terms of the United States almighty dollar.
I think that's a fair critique, James.
I never saw...
You're not going to talk over me. Surprise, I've got a mute button. I think that's a fair critique, but at the same time, you know, like, we do think in dollars. It doesn't mean because I have to, you know, I have to transmit from inches to centimeters... Centimeters don't exist, or the centimeters are somehow, you know, lesser. It's just... You know, just another way of looking at it.
I do think it would be important to get people away from thinking in crypto in terms of dollars, though. Like, I don't know what to move to.
Talk radio where the hosts take over the show when James calls in.
Oh, yeah, James, this isn't your show. Like, don't get under that impression. Like, you are here completely at my behest because you have threatened my family on multiple occasions, and I'm just waiting. I just take you on to see whether you're going to apologize for it. But by the way, I just wanted to say, hey, happy Paul Tibbetts Day. They recently dropped the bomb on Hiroshima. Paul Tibbetts, the greatest killer in history. What do you think about that, James?
It closed the evil empire of Japan down for good forever.
By killing 70,000 people.
20 million people.
Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Goldman Sachs warns that the U.S. dollar is on the path to lose world reserve currency status. Experts say that Bitcoin will continue to rise to as much as $20,000 this year. Coinbase reports more institutional investors are buying cryptocurrency. Cashgames.bitcoin.com announces a $3,000 leaderboard tournament. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mind, unless you're James. 855-450-3733.
Shut the heck up.
It's not going to work. Do have the mute buttons here. 855-450-3733. It's never going to work. It's just not ever going to work. I want to tell you about Divi. So Divi recently is cryptocurrency. We've been talking about cryptocurrencies, and Divi is a new one. And the design is to be like completely uncomplicated, seamless, and allow you to send and receive money without really, you know, having to deal with the whole activism that surrounds cryptocurrency. Well, recently, from mid-March to mid-July, the value of Divi has increased over 10 times, and nothing stopping Divi from increasing exponentially again. In fact, that's their goal. Divi's price jumped 10 times in correlation with the release of their beta wallet. It could have been anything, right? We don't know what the price was related to. Could have been Divi Go. Could have been any of the other things that they've been working on. But the wallet is in closed beta, so maybe that's it.
So open beta.
Well, they'll probably just go ahead and release it at that point. Anyway, I don't know what value it's going to be released. I don't know if it's going to go up or down, whatever. But Free Talk Live is pretty happy about its decision to hook up with Divi a year ago. And you can go to DiviProject.org and begin earning Divi today by starting a masternode or staking Divi. They've got a lottery for people who stake the coin, too. Opportunity is knocked every day here on FTL and since last September. Will you answer? DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I, DiviProject.org. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, scumbag.
It amuses me when he does it. See, I chuckle when he does it.
Oh, then you might like it that I'm going to shoot you and your whole family out of a cannon, too.
Oh, now you went across the line.
I don't want to go
really
out of a cannon.
Cannon.
Out of a cannon, that I would pay to see.
Yeah. Why did you say shoot you and your whole family with a camera? There you go.
Can we start
camera.
A
GoFundMe? No, cannon is much more fun.
Yeah. Can we start a GoFundMe to get Mark shot of a cannon?
Like no, we can't.
No? Okay.
You have to. You better give a lot of money to charity to shoot me out of a cannon because I'm terrified of heights.
Put a dollar amount on it, Mark. Let's get a goal to work with.
Well, I don't know.
Probably depends on how much powder you put in that cannon. You know, if it just goes up like 5 feet, you know, into a nice soft Jello bath,
the earth is curved on your way up there.
I had a brick wall in mind. Yeah.
Well, that's not very nice at all.
Nothing's just going
to
dark.
We would be doing it in cartoon format, so we would like write splat and blast and stuff like that, you know, little thought bubbles, whatever, like cartoons. Yeah.
Well, I'm having Batman flashbacks as we speak.
So what's on your mind, David?
This would be Fat Man, not Batman.
That's just not nice. Yeah, you know, I could use to lose a few pounds, but hey.
No. I didn't mean
it
that way.
You picked up the COVID-19.
No.
If it wasn't for stomach bugs, I'd never lose weight.
No, I wasn't meaning it that way. The spelling is a P-H-A-T-M-A-N, Fat Man. Like you're hip and you're cool, man.
Indeed. That's me. Yeah. That's what everybody thinks when they see me.
Hip. That's the stereotype of Mark.
I'm hip. I'm cool. I'm with it.
What's on your mind, David?
Further exposing government. But first of all, that bomb, my cousin, Ernest Orlando Lawrence, was in charge of making the nuke material for that bomb and the other one and the other one and the other one.
Did he go to Tinian to get the... I mean, many of the people from the Manhattan Project went there to sort of build the bomb on site.
No, I doubt it. Okay. I don't know, but I doubt it. I think he was just at... He was mainly at Oak Ridge or at his lab. The lab is named after him. Lawrence Livermore and Lawrence Berkeley Labs are named after him, and he ran Oak Ridge in Tennessee refining nuclear material. And I think he just stayed here doing that. But he did get Oppenheimer hired. Oppenheimer would not have been hired except for the recommendation of Lawrence, because Oppenheimer was a grad student of Lawrence, and Lawrence recommended Oppenheimer to General Groves that General Groves hire Oppenheimer to run the Manhattan Project.
And then none of us would know a quote from the Bhagavad Gita.
I don't know what that is.
I have become Death Destroyer of Worlds.
I see. What is this exposing government? Real quick here, David.
I want to, well, I can do it real quick, but further exposing government. I had a hearing, and I shared this with you guys, with Ian the other day. This judge, I had a hearing with a judge, Felicia Blea Rivera. Blea is B-L-E-A. She can easily be found on the internet, should anybody be interested. There are photographs, and there's her giving her acceptance speech when she was appointed by the little Nazi governor that we have, Michelle Lujan Grisham. She did her acceptance speech. And, surprise, surprise, both of her parents were also, government employees. They were both teachers in the, up in Española area. But anyway, so I raised the point with Ian that, I was trying to make an objection on the record to preserve my, due process rights to appeal, and she interfered with my making of an objection under the guise, the pretense, that I can't say anything in the courtroom. I need to be silent or she's going to find me in contempt. And so when I tried to raise an objection when there was something to object to on the record, she told me to shut up or she was going to find me in contempt and with all whatever that meant. And
could that be a good thing in your favor?
Yeah, that's a great thing in your favor.
Because on appeal, that's a procedural error.
Right, it is. And they get away with it all the time. And I don't know whether they know about it or not, but at their little local level, they think that they can, when you know, that they can shut you down like that.
Yeah.
And that was going to... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying that's a great for you if they think that. Because that's a gotcha from your position on appeal.
Sounds like you need to file a writ of error on the subject.
Sounds like a good idea. And I'm not familiar with the writ of error. I'm familiar with the other extraordinary writs.
Well, you do have the internet.
I
have very little legal experience, and all of it as a victim of our court system, and have no right to give any advice on the subject. But from what I have heard, that is what you can do to point out that the judge has made a mistake.
Got it. And writ of error sounds like you would be filing it within the state system as opposed to filing it in a federal court.
I think you actually file that on the judge in the federal system to point out that their underling has not done their job.
Right, and this is a state court judge, and so what you're saying is that even though this is a state court judge, that the writ of error would properly be filed in the federal court as opposed to within the state court system?
It is from my very limited understanding, it is possible for a federal court to see the Constitution where it is not possible for a state court to do so.
I'm kind of with Peekless on this. Yeah. The advice that I've always heard is when you go after the states, you go after them in the federal system and vice versa. When you're going after the feds, you take them on at the local state level.
Got it. Okay. I'll research that.
Quick, what happened at this event? I mean, are you going to get thrown in jail? I mean, is the hell? Are they
apparently
be
not. She kind of reversed herself. She said that she told me to be silent because speaking out my objections was disrespectful and disruptive. And so then when she said that, I doubled down and I objected again. At which point she said, "Quote: It looks like we're headed towards contempt."
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Saying he was frustrated in a deadlock for coronavirus relief between the Republicans and Democrats, President Donald Trump signed a series of executive orders that will bypass Congress for coronavirus relief, including $400 each week for enhanced unemployment benefits, student loan deferrals, and eviction protections.
I'm taking executive action. We've had it. Democrats are actively blocking the things that we want, and what we want is good for people.
Another executive order would temporarily defer payroll tax for those earning less than $100,000 per year.
This will mean bigger paychecks for working families.
Measures relating to taxes and spending typically require legislative action by Congress. The president's executive actions also seek to extend a moratorium on student loan payments and consider ways to halt evictions and foreclosures. This is USA Radio News. Afghanistan agreed to release 400 Taliban prisoners, raising hopes that peace talks between the government and the Taliban can finally begin following a peace deal the insurgents signed with the Trump administration earlier this year. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said he would sign the decree after the meeting of Council of Elders approving the demand to release the prisoners in order to prevent the obstruction, to start the peace talks, to stop bloodshed, and for the goodwill of the people. A magnitude 5.1 earthquake was felt this morning near Sparta, North Carolina, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The earthquake, which was reported at 8:07 a.m., was the strongest in the state's history. The epicenter was approximately 37 miles from Boone, North Carolina, and 46 miles from Lenoir, North Carolina. At least 45,000 people have reported feeling the quake as of 10 a.m. this morning. Early reports did not indicate any major injuries or widespread damage. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Be like Carl. Carl is a silver amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you've been listening to Free Talk Live for months and months and years and you haven't become an amplifier, why not? Carl did. Thanks, Carl. amp.freetalklive.com. Peakless Mountaineer, you said there was a money quote here on this Ghislaine Maxwell article that we haven't quite finished. It's been a busy day on the phone, so that's good.
So a lot of where things seem to be headed with this is that they're kind of painting her as some kind of like, oh, she was just barely involved, kind of a secretary intern position kind of thing. So I just wanted to give this little quote from someone who was suing her in civil court, and they never did find out whether this was true or not because it was settled. And it's, you have to understand that Jeffrey and Ghislaine are joined by the hip. By the hip, okay? So they both trafficked me. Ghislaine brought me in for the purpose of being trafficked. Jeffrey was just as a part of it as she was. She was just as a part of it as he was.
Yeah, that's partners. Everything I've heard. Yeah. Let's go to Greg calling in from New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted, because I kind of was wondering about how I would structure society or government, and I consider myself a left libertarian. But at the same time, you know, there were these issues that would come up, which is that if you decentralize all the things, then some people would join forces again and, you know, take over. And,
I think your problem started when he tried to, like, structure government from whatever position. Just let it naturally manifest.
Yeah, so, like, the thing is that if you remove the monopoly of power and you just let everybody sort of have the thing, have no monopoly of power, then some factions will form, and then those people will create their own government, like in Chaz or something like that. So here's what I wanted to say about that. I create systems that essentially are computer systems, and they enforce certain rules. And we see this with Bitcoin and Ethereum and so on. And the thing to enforce these rules is mutually distrusting parties. In other words, you want to make sure they don't collude. And I think one of the best examples was the U.S. Constitution early on, which separated government into three branches, hoping that those branches will not collude with one another too much.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
And therefore, yeah, it didn't work out as well, but it's a good attempt. So the point is that if you don't concentrate power somewhere, so here's what I wanted to say. It seems to me that the only way to create a stable sort of decentralized system is where there's rules that say things should be decentralized. For example, since I'm a left libertarian, I would say there should be limits on how much property you can own. I understand that probably to an anarcho-capitalist would sound strange.
How do you enforce it?
Yeah,
I think Georgism, which is what one has, this is basically what this sounds like, has interesting ideas in a libertarian world. There's some interesting things brought to the table. Well,
and one nice thing about libertarianism is that you can have right libertarians, left libertarians, Georgists, anarchists, and as long as we agree that, okay, if you agree to do this over here, and I agree to do this over here, that's fine. And we can find out what actually works.
So one of the beautiful things, let's go back to Chaz for a minute, because one of the beautiful things about Chaz, regardless of how you feel about the actual operation of the autonomous zone
and the murders,
was that it dropped the pretense of authority, right? Like, they created
very
this own
so.
Little thing, and they declared it to be so, but no one else thought that they had the right to do so. So their little fiefdom, or whatever you want to call it, had no legitimacy in the eyes of the general populace. And if you disrupt the entire government structure as it is today, and little things come up along the way, it won't have the same legitimacy in the eyes of the general populace that the current government structure has. And I think that is a good thing and a good step towards creating a freer society, is when you drop that pretense of authority and legitimacy from whoever tries to claim it.
Yeah, I think that's exactly why you don't have some area that has been taken over by the Crips or MS-13 or Hell's Angels or anything, is that they don't have that illusion of legitimacy, so that when murders occur, people know that they're murders. People don't think that, oh, well, these are state executions, and maybe we can argue about whether they were okay or not. No, you know that this was wrong.
Well, Greg. Yeah, I'm going to say, what is it, Machiavelli who said it's better to be feared than loved or something? But here's the thing, like, you could see Libya after a failed state, and you do have violent gangs or warlords. And the thing is, it doesn't matter if people think they're legitimate or not, because, they're too busy trying to save their life than worry about, hey, you're not legitimate, Mr. Warlord, so I'm not going to do what you say. You know, the guy's like, well, too bad for you then, you know.
But if they did decide to fight back, no one would say, well, you can't do that against a state agent.
This is why I don't like the whole idea of fighting against the state in order to get more freedom. Because fighting against the state to get more freedom means that a vacuum is created. If you're successful, a vacuum is created, and into that vacuum run actors like Libya. And I'm really just of the opinion, hey, look, let's take all the advantages that have been built at this point in whatever we're calling civilized society, and let's just try to pop a few more rivets. And maybe we can do that through contract. We are the libertarians. The libertarians believe strongly in contract. Let's just see if we can contract. Now, admittedly, it's not an equal footing, right? When a group of people get together and contract with some government somewhere, the government's going to try to break that deal. But
as soon as it's convenient and easy. And
we've got thousands of years of law at this point. If lawyers are worth anything, they're worth the things that... Right, indeed. If they're worth anything, they're worth the pieces of paper that they write. And presumably, there are lawyers that can write pieces of paper that will hold back these people and their whims.
Like the Constitution. Well, limiting the size of governments in 1776.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of faith in paper holding this back, but I absolutely agree with you on the you don't want a power vacuum. You need to avoid that. So if you're actually going to get free, what you have to do is not take away the power structure that exists, but preemptively fill that vacuum with something that is more effective, more efficient, and just generally better.
I feel like Greg was going somewhere. Let's let him get to wherever the promised land is. Greg?
Yeah, so that's what my call is about. What do you put in place instead of what we have today? And I've come up with a few general principles, at least for me, that I was finally able to complete the picture, and that's what got me excited. Called you guys. So here's what it is. First of all, in order to have any faith in the integrity of an institution, you need to have multiple mutually distrusting parties essentially competing to, you know, secure the Bitcoin ledger or the three branches of government, or, you know, if there's like, let's say, a police force, I would like them all to police each other to make sure that they are not violating whatever the rule number one is, you know?
Okay. I agree.
You know,
I agree. You need that competition.
You until need that competition.
Because it's and profitable to do so.
So that's the point. If you need a strong power system, you can't have that vacuum, because if you have that vacuum, it's just going to get filled up with something else. So you need that something to be designed from the very beginning to have rules that are, in well, from my sensibilities, it would be safety nets and people have a UPI or something. And they never run out of, like, food or necessities. And they have
you will admit that that wasn't the purpose of government in the first place, though, right? The people didn't get together a government, let's take care of the weakest among us. People got governments right together to say, let's keep the banditos from coming and taking our grain.
Well, and I mean, the short answer to this whole question is that you get a set of agreements between individuals, and through that you form communities.
Indeed. Greg, thanks for the call. Yep. Appreciate thoughts. That's what I think Free Talk Live is all about, is calling in with your wild ideas you've been thinking about in the shower or whatever. We'll put them through the crucible.
Wacky government structures.
Yep. 855-450-3733. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, another edition of the Edge Eaton Post Show. I am your host, Mark Edge, here for Free Talk Live. Today I have with me Dr. Norman Lepore with some very important news. Dr. Lepore, apparently you are doing some clinical trials for a drug for COVID?
Yes, we're doing a trial for a drug called colchicine. Colchicine is a drug that's been available for hundreds of years. It's a drug that's currently being used to treat gout as well as other conditions such as inflammation around the heart. It has anti-inflammatory properties that may make it useful and helpful for patients who've been recently diagnosed with COVID-19, and I want to emphasize may be useful because we don't have the answer. Hence the reason we're doing this scientific, important clinical trial to determine its effectiveness in preventing the complications of COVID-19. And those complications generally affect the lungs, the heart, the brain, the intestine, and often can lead the patients to hospitalization, needing to be in an intensive care unit, being placed on a ventilator for weeks, and even dying. And this is a real important situation. We need a treatment. Because there is no directed treatment for COVID-19. 75,000 new cases per day occurring just in the United States. And basically what patients are told when they get a diagnosis right now is to quarantine themselves so they don't get their family members sick, they don't get their coworkers or friends ill, take Tylenol for a fever, and to stay hydrated. So that's the conventional therapy. And so what we want to be able to do is say, does colchicine work better than the conventional therapy? Therefore, 50% of patients will get the colchicine, 50% will continue with a placebo-like situation. And what they do is to make the comparison to whether this particular treatment is more effective than the conventional treatments, because we do need directed therapy for patients with an early diagnosis. What we want to be able to do is to determine in patients who are 40 years of age or older, who've not been hospitalized for COVID-19 and who've been diagnosed within 48 hours, so they've received notification from the testing center that they're positive, and if we can get to them within 48 hours, they can be eligible for the trial. And I can provide the hotline number and the website in just a bit. So if your listeners would get some pencil and paper, I'd be happy to provide that information to them.
Yeah, that's a good idea. As a matter of fact, to get a pencil and paper now, can you tell me what made you suspect, or whomever is setting this up, suspect that colchicine is the right drug for the treatment?
Well, colchicine seen, so the evidence of such, first of all, we know that how the drug works has properties that may make it effective. There was a recent small trial from Greece that was published, but this was in patients who were inpatients that showed it did seem to prevent some of the complications of COVID-19. So there is some data that is highly suggestive that the drug may work. And what we want to be able to do is to take this population of people who've been recently diagnosed and to see if this drug has legs in terms of preventing the progression of the COVID-19 infection to the point that patients would need to be hospitalized and perhaps put in ICUs or on ventilators. So there's scientific data that's suggestive, but we want to go from the maybe to the for sure. And that's why the clinical trials are so important in terms of being able to answer this particular question. We hope to enroll about 6,000 patients. It's around the world. The trial is sponsored by the NIH and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Dr. Jean-Claude Tardif at the Montreal Heart Institute is actually the person in charge of the trial. And we hope to have the trial complete in September if we can get full enrollment. And that's where we need your help, Mark, to increase awareness of the clinical trial. So those who are recently afflicted, friends and family members of such would inquire the hotline or on the web and be able to find out if they are eligible and hopefully participate in this very important medical venture.
So, from my understanding here, this drug would treat the symptoms of the COVID without making somebody less, say, virulent or able to spread the disease, that kind of thing.
So it doesn't affect the spread of the disease. What it affects is the second part of the infection called the inflammatory storm. It's the inflammatory storm which really hurts patients, which destroys the lungs. It affects the brain and the heart. That's where you get the really bad complications. So actually what we expect this drug to do is to tame this inflammatory storm. So it doesn't just treat symptoms, but actually more importantly, it prevents the progression of the disease to the point that it hurts these other organs by virtue of what we call the inflammatory storm, or the body is actually mistakenly trying to put out all these very strong chemicals that destroy organs because it thinks it's destroying the virus, but instead of destroying the virus, it's actually destroying their own organs. And so what we hope to do is interrupt that process, prevent that process, so they don't go on to develop the complications and require the hospitalization and the ICU admissions and the ventilators and the mortality. So we're not just looking at the symptoms. We're looking at actually taming the disease and interfering with the progression of the COVID-19 disease.
So if somebody gets diagnosed, what's the first thing they should do?
First thing they should do is they should sequester themselves and be sure they're not spreading the virus to family, friends, and coworkers. Number two, they should give the hotline a call, and I'll give you the hotline number with your permission.
Please.
That number is 877-536-6837. That's 877-536-6837. The website address is colcorona.net. That's colcorona.net. And they will tell you, number one, if you're eligible. Number two, they'll tell you all about the trial. So you, if you are eligible, you can give informed consent. And then they could determine that there's a clinical trial center within a four-hour drive of your house. And if so, arrange actually the delivery of the drug via courier so that you don't even have to, you know, go to a doctor's office or to a clinical trial center.
Yeah, so about those criteria for participating, can you tell me about, you know, what they might be?
So the three criteria are, number one, that they were diagnosed with the diagnosis within 48 hours, not 48 hours from the time of symptom onset and not 48 hours from the time they go to the center to be tested, but within 48 hours of getting the news that they tested positive. They need to be 40 years of age or older. And they need not to have been hospitalized for the COVID-19 infection. Those are the three main criteria.
And where is the trial available? Because, I mean, obviously you could be in some place where you just can't get the drug shipped.
That's true. And I will tell you that there are increasing number of centers opening because the clinical trial only started a few months ago. So every week there are new trial centers. But right now the trial centers are located obviously in Montreal. We're talking about in the U.S. and Canada, Montreal. They're located in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Florida, Houston, Los Angeles, and San Diego, Los Angeles and San Francisco. But as I mentioned, sites are opening, so this may be old news already. And I would urge those to actually contact the hotline or the website to get updated information.
Right, that's colcorona.net, colcorona.net. And, yeah, could I trouble you to speculate on how this corona thing might continue on over the course of the next few months, maybe year?
Well, you know, this virus is heavily contagious. You know, so we all have to be very careful not to become infected, and the ways to become to reduce the chance of infection is actually the things that you've been hearing on the news. You know, wearing a face mask, hand washing frequently, maintaining social distance. This virus is very infectious, and now not only have we seen the level of infection rate in the United States, you know, really be so out of control, but even in countries and states that have controlled it till now, now we're seeing even in those areas increasing rates of the virus. So the virus being just so infectious, it's so hard to contain it unless you take those measures. And those measures are really important. And what we do hope, since there's no treatment, we hope that not only, you know, will you have those measures to prevent the infection, but you also have a treatment, and hopefully by the beginning of the year, a vaccine. And even with a vaccine, we're still going to need treatment because not everyone's going to be able to get the vaccine at once. Some people will refuse the vaccine because they're ignorant. And some people will, it'll just take time for distribution of the vaccine to the local areas. So we do need a treatment, but I have to tell you that unless the public takes seriously issues related to social distancing and mask wearing and frequent hand washing, this thing will spread. And the problem is, it's like getting the virus is like Russian roulette. You know, yeah, there's a good chance that you may be, there's a reasonably good chance, particularly if you're younger, that you'll be asymptomatic or minimally symptomatic. But the problem is, it's so infectious, it's so easy to spread to your friends, to your loved ones, and to your coworkers. And, you know, we can't tell you in advance whether you're going to be the one or two or three that will end up in the hospital on a ventilator or even dying.
It is a unique virus.
The Russian roulette. Pardon me?
It's a unique virus, that's for sure. Can you give that telephone number and website one more time, please?
Okay, thank you. 877-536-6837. The website address, colcorona.net, colcorona.net.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.